Acts chapter 10. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, who gave a lot of money to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, apparently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and saying to him, Cornelius. And when he had looked at him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said to him, Your prayers and your giving have come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He's staying with Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He'll tell you what you should do. And when the angel who spoke to Cornelius had departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of those who waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things to them, he sent them to Joppa. On the next day, as they went on their journey and came near the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance, and saw heaven opened, and a certain container descending to him like a large sheet knit at the four corners, and let down to the earth, in which were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and birds of the air. And a voice came to him, Get up, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spoke to him again the second time, What God has cleansed, don't you call common. This was done three times, and the container was pulled back to heaven. Now while Peter wondered in himself what this vision that he had seen meant, the men who had been sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood at the gate and called and asked whether Simon, who was surnamed Peter, was living there. While Peter thought about the vision, his spirit said to him, See, three men are looking for you. So get up, go down, and go with them, without worrying, for I have sent them. Then Peter went down to the men who had been sent to him from Cornelius and said, See, I am the one you're looking for. Why have you come? And they said, Cornelius, the centurion, an honest man and one that fears God and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned by God by a holy angel to send for you to come to his house and to listen to your words. Then he called them in and lodged them, and on the next day Peter went away with them, and certain brothers from Joppa accompanied him. And the next day afterward they entered into Caesarea. And Cornelius waited for them and had called together his family and close friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter lifted up himself, saying, Stand up, I myself also am a man. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that had come together. And he said to them, You know that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come to one of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore I came to you without objecting, as soon as I was sent for. I ask, therefore, for what reason you've sent for me. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and see, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your giving has come into remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call here Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of Simon, a tanner by the seaside, who, when he comes, shall speak to you. Immediately, therefore, I sent to you, and you've done well to come. Now, therefore, we are all here present before God, to hear all things that are commanded you by God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that fears him and does righteousness is accepted by him. The word that God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all, that word, I say, you know, that was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who ran around doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things that he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed and hung on a tree. God raised him up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to witnesses chosen before by God, even to us, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he that was ordained by God to be the judge of alive and dead. All the prophets testify about him, that through his name whoever believes in him shall receive forgiveness of sins. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of those who heard the word. And those of the Jews who believed were amazed, all who came with Peter, because on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with unknown tongues and magnify God. Then Peter responded, Can any man forbid water, that these should not be baptized, who have received the Holy Ghost as well as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a certain number of days.